It all started in America, back in the early 60s, in a sleazy motel at Niagara Falls. Two FBI agents are waiting outside the door of the honeymoon suite.
John. Oh, John.
Marilyn.
Oh, John.
Oh, Marilyn.
Oh,
Marilyn.
I love you, John.
Marilyn Pucci, baby. How you been down there in Hollywood?
Oh, just fine, John. You know, you been out there in Washington, D.C.? Has Jackie found out about us yet?
No, Marilyn. Things are just fine.
John, you know what? We are gonna have a love child. I'm pregnant.
Oh, my God!
Oh, John!
Ain't there enough of those kids back in the White House already? This is too much.
But, John, I thought you'd be happy.
Hands up! We're from the FBI. Sorry about this, Mr. President, but you'll have to leave the room. We have some questions for the lady here.
That's all right, boys. You just go ahead and I'll go back to my business in Washington. Take care, Marilyn.
But John, don't go, John.
The pregnancy had already carried on for several months. An abortion was now out of the question. Instead, the baby was delivered and sent to Cape Kennedy, Florida, where a spacecraft waited to take off for a one-way trip to Mars. What happened to the mother is already a well-known tragedy. On planet Mars, strange things were happening.
Barbie, go home.
At 4 a.m. on March 17th, 1985, the spacecraft landed on a tiny island rock outside Stockholm, Sweden. The woman on board was one Barbara Hitchcock, also known as Barbie. With her, she brought her three daughters,
Birdie,
Sandy,
and
Tara.
Her poodles, Doodoo and Fifi,
woof,
and a slightly retarded son, Barbie Joe.
Mommy! Bobby Joe is playing with his pee-pee!
Don't worry, darling. Bobby Joe is not like the other little children. He's got talent, but he needs practice. Lots of practice. And that takes time.
Mommy, I don't like this planet. This seems such a lousy place to be. Why don't we go back to Mars right away?
Birdie, darling, this is where we belong. And we have a mission to fulfill.
Everybody's feet has to get down to the beat
before we return. Now soon our Mr. Record Company super producer is gonna be here. He'll take us to our new house. Your mother is going to be a rock and roll star.
Brother prostitution.
Mother, don't they have any handsome men here?
Tara, darling, you'd make an excellent groupie. And I've heard of places here where you can make money out of making love.
Mama! What's Bobby Joe's next line?
Oh, Bobby Joe, damn it! Won't the producer stop the recording right away? Doesn't anybody want
to know it?
Underneath the streetlights!
Yes, darling, I'll teach them how to make love underneath the streetlights, even if it's in the middle of the night.